UCO, General Secretary censured, but anti-union laws frustrate strike ballot. Sam Moorcroft, UCO York's and Humber Regional Executive, personal capacity. June's University and College Union, UCO, Congress was shut down when staff walked out in response to motions criticizing the General Secretary Sally Hunt. The annual Democratic Congress reconvened on the 18th of October. The reconvened Congress was largely to debate these motions, calling for a vote of no confidence in the General Secretary and a vote to censure her. Both stemmed from this year's pension dispute. While the 14-day strike staved off an attempt to decimate our pensions, the stitch-up by the General Secretary and full-time officials to end the strikes has angered members. Sally Hunt could not attend the Congress. She recently announced that she has been suffering with multiple sclerosis for some time and has been forced to take medical leave. Socialist Party members in UCO send solidarity to Sally at this difficult time. Exeter UCO delegates withdrew the no-confidence motion, explaining the reasons behind it, but acknowledging it wasn't appropriate to hear in light of the General Secretary's health. The King's College London UCO motion, calling for censure of the General Secretary for her conduct during the strike, was overwhelmingly passed. While Sally Hunt is absent, her duties will be performed by a senior unelected official. Two emergency motions were tabled which called for the Congress to send greetings to Sally Hunt, to ensure members retain control of our disputes, and address the leadership's democratic legitimacy during this absence. They were ruled out of order. This was challenged, and delegates won the vote to hear them, but fell 17 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to overrule the Congress Business Committee. The ballot results for higher education pay and equality, and further education pay have been released. They represent a huge achievement. The higher education turnout was the largest for the UCO ever on pay, 42%. Nearly 70% voted for strike action. But the vast majority of institutions failed to reach the Tories' arbitrary and undemocratic 50% turnout threshold. In further education, only 4 colleges reached the threshold. In higher education, my own Sheffield branch narrowly reached 50% with 6 other universities. If there's to be national industrial action, we will need to reballot. Our union must reflect and return to organizing. The anger over pay, casualization, workload and the gender pay gap will only grow. This has been a year of building our union, with successful local disputes and the incredible 14-day pension strike. The Tories' anti-union laws have frustrated us for now. But we are determined to smash their undemocratic thresholds and to fight to defend post-16 education from austerity.